Hi, Christine. Thanks for joining us today here at IPR.
Hi, Amanda. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah, and we should tell our listeners that they probably hear you on classical IPR in some capacity probably every day, because you've appeared on, what, like 70 albums over your career with different ensembles?
Yeah, something like that.
And Musica Antiqua Cologne, the Welgas Ensemble.
Well, I lived in Europe for almost 30 years, and that's where I had my performing career for the most part.
And you had an illustrious beginning. You were in, you were a camper here at Interlaken in the 50s and 60s, and in one of the very first Interlaken Arts Academy classes. You graduated in 65.
I came out of Interlaken with a tremendous experience playing in symphony orchestras. At one time, I figured it out with combining that with my summer experiences. I figured I had already gotten through a big portion of the standard orchestra repertoire by the time I graduated. And that gave me an advantage when I started school. And then in my professional career, I was able to walk into an orchestra rehearsal and sight read just about anything.
And yet you have played Baroque cello and gamba for most of your career. So tell us a little bit about that work.
Yes, well, that I did not really start at Interlaken, although I remember we performed the fifth and then the sixth Brandenburg concertos at Interlaken. Of course, with our modern instruments, there was nobody had any idea about historically informed performance at that time, not at Interlaken.
That was just really becoming a movement then.
Yes, I really got into more Baroque music when I went to New England Conservatory for my master's degree in cello. And I got involved with the Emmanuel Church in Boston. Craig Smith was the music director, and he started a series of Bach cantatas every Sunday. And I knew, of course, I knew about the gamba because Bach wrote three sonatas for the instrument, which I really liked, and I've scheduled them. I put them on all my recitals whenever I could. At some point, I realized I had to get somewhere and study with a master. In 1976, in January of 1976, I went to Brussels, Belgium, to study with Wieland Kuyken, who was a great teacher and a tremendous influence on me as a musician.
And we should mention, we're hearing in the background there from Murphy. Oh, now he's on your lap.
He wants to participate. He gets very possessive when I'm talking to
him. Hi, Murphy. Jazz hasn't really been a part of your rep until, what, the last 15 years or so, Christine?
Actually, that's not true.
Oh.
So my mother, Lou Kipri, worked at Interlaken for many years. She was both as a camp nurse and as a counselor, director of the counseling services for the girls. And she was an avid amateur jazz pianist. And some people in Traverse City may remember Lou, who would play the piano at the public library and also at various private and semi-public places. So I grew up with jazz. And then when I was a student at Indiana University as an undergrad, I started playing with the Alkaline Band, which was a jazz band that would put together jazz orchestras. There were a lot of singers at that time who would do their songs with jazz band and strings, with a good sized string section. And for did a lot of work with Henry Mancini, with Andy Williams, with Johnny Mathis, and with various other people. The Al Cobain Band was famous for its high quality as a Midwest ensemble. And so I was playing with Al's band. So I was doing these wonderful jazz arrangements.
Christine, it's really remarkable because you've played the standard orchestral rep, you've played historically informed music on period instruments, and you've played jazz. What's left?
For a while, I was actually, my big concentration was new music.
Oh, that too. Okay, fine.
Yeah, when I was at Peabody Conservatory and New England Conservatory, I worked with Earl Brown, who was an avant-garde composer. And then I also went to Tanglewood for a couple of summers and did a lot of the new music there. And Gunther Schuller brought me to New England Conservatory for my master's degree. And at some point later, I don't know, I got a bit tired of new music, because at that time in the 1960s and early 70s, it was very intellectual. It was not emotionally appealing at all. I felt that there was something missing expressively in this new music. And so I decided to concentrate on early music and get myself to Europe somehow.
Well, you're going to play a piece for us here with your husband, Gary Potter, that brings several of these threads together as it happens. It's an arrangement of A Child is Born by Thad Jones, but it's not a Christmas piece, as I have learned. The listeners are going to hear a familiar tune at the beginning, but it's not Thad Jones' doing. So tell us about what you two are going to play for us.
Yes, this tune is about childbirth. And Gary, my husband, Gary Potter, did this arrangement. This is one of his favorite songs. And he's told me about when his twins were born. This was, we just got married back in 2003. So this was his former marriage. He was so moved by the experience of childbirth, and he went home and sat down at the piano and played this song.
I had already played the song, but not that particular arrangement. Just, I liked the piece and just played it. And after the twins were born, literally when I went home from the hospital and my wife and kids were still in the hospital, I went home and finally, after all that exhausting labor, as you well know, and sat at the piano and played that. And I actually played it in a weird way. I played it with the melody almost always in major seconds, thinking of the two twins. And it really sort of works that way. It does. I didn't arrange it for Christine that way particularly, because it's sort of corny, but it was extremely moving for me at the moment to think of those two new births at the moment and how the music could reflect that by playing in parallel seconds.
So we're giving a nod to Johann Sebastian Bach here. This is A Child is Born by Thad Jones, arranged for cello and piano by Gary Potter. Thank you.
We heard music of Thad Jones, A Child is Born, and Christine Kyprianides is the cellist and the pianist and arranger of this particular version is her husband, Gary Potter. They're coming to us via Zoom from their home in Traverse City. And Christine, you folks are just about to mark your first year up here. You retired up here about a year ago, quite a first year to spend up here.
Yes, very dramatic. I always had this dream of coming back to Northern Michigan. My mother retired up here and loved it.
At least you two can make music together.
We're very lucky. We have a nice place to live. I've been doing a lot of cooking. We've even had to put ourselves on diets.
Yeah, I've heard tell that the COVID-15 is a real thing. That's
happening.
I mentioned that our listeners probably hear you playing every day on the air in the context of Musica Antigua of Cologne or the Huelgas Ensemble or many of the other groups you've been in, but they probably also hear your work because you are a volunteer here at the radio station with us, working on the archival recordings that we play.
Well, this has been really fun, and it's something I've missed. I can't wait to get back to it. I've been listening to performances, mostly now from the students at the Arts Academy, editing them so that they can be broadcast.
Sorry, Murphy just came back.
Occasionally there are some substandard performances. I mean, these are student performances and you just never know what's been going on and how much time they've had to prepare and who might have gotten sick at the last minute.
With Les Préludes at the end of camp, because everybody's crying so much, the performances usually aren't always that great because they're so overcome with emotion at the end of camp that they can't play it as well as they might otherwise.
Exactly. Then I catalog them and I leave notes for Amanda, you know, like, hey, you've got to listen to this. You've got to broadcast this one. It's fun. I've been hearing some amazing performances.
Well, Christine Kyprianides, it's so good to see you and talk to you, and hopefully we'll be able to have you back here at the station because we miss you too. All these recordings are piling up without you here.
Oh, I can't wait.